Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book 52 Modern Manners for Today's Teens by Brooke Romney is a contemporary etiquette and parenting resource designed for teens, parents, and educators. Unlike older manners books that focus mainly on formal rules of politeness, this book addresses the practical social skills adolescents need in a digital and highly connected world. Its structure is a weekly card-based format with 52 short manners, each meant to be discussed, displayed, and revisited over time. The emphasis is on everyday behavior that affects relationships, school, work, and family life, including respectful communication, online conduct, self-presentation, and consideration for others. The book's purpose is not to lecture teens, but to create repeated, manageable moments of reflection and conversation that can lead to better habits and stronger connection at home or in the classroom. Its approach is simple, specific, and geared toward the real situations teens encounter now rather than the etiquette expectations of an earlier era. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a modern etiquette framework built for digital age teenagers. The central idea of the book is that manners still matter, but the situations teenagers face have changed. Brooke Romney does not frame etiquette as old-fashioned formality. Instead, she focuses on the social decisions teens make in schools, homes, public spaces, and online settings. This matters because adolescents today often navigate relationships through phones, headphones, group chats, and social media as much as through face-to-face interaction. The book responds to that reality by translating manners into practical guidance that teens can actually use. Rather than treating manners as abstract rules, it shows how behavior affects belonging, trust, and confidence. This makes the book relevant to modern family life, where parents often want to teach values like respect and consideration, but struggle to do so without sounding outdated or punitive. The book succeeds by showing that manners are not just about politeness. They are about functioning well in a connected environment where small habits shape how other people experience you. Secondly, the weekly tip format turns manners into repeatable habits. One of the book's most distinctive features is its 52-week structure. Instead of presenting a long list of rules that readers are expected to absorb all at once, it introduces one manner at a time. That design reflects a realistic understanding of how teens learn. Social habits are more likely to stick when they are practiced gradually, repeated often, and tied to a specific context. Each weekly tip encourages a small conversation, which lowers resistance and makes the lesson easier to remember. The format also fits family routines and classroom use because it can be revisited without requiring a large time commitment. This is important for a topic like manners, where consistency matters more than intensity. A single discussion about introducing yourself, declining politely, or being aware of your surroundings can be more effective when it is reinforced throughout the week. The book therefore works as a behavior-shaping tool, not just a reference book, and its pacing is part of its educational method. Thirdly, it links social confidence with practical behavior in everyday settings. A major theme in the book is the connection between manners and confidence. The lessons are designed to help teens feel more capable in ordinary but stressful situations, such as meeting new people, entering a room, speaking to adults, or participating in group settings. That emphasis is important because many teenagers are not lacking intelligence or goodwill. They are uncertain about how to act. The book addresses that uncertainty with concrete guidance that makes social situations feel more manageable. Skills like introducing yourself, making eye contact, being considerate of a host, or responding kindly when declining an invitation are small on the surface, but they reduce awkwardness and help teens present themselves clearly. The practical value of this approach is that it treats social confidence as learnable rather than innate. This also gives parents and teachers a constructive way to talk about behavior without reducing the lesson to obedience. Teens are more likely to accept guidance that shows how a habit can make daily life easier, improve relationships, and reduce embarrassment for themselves and others. Fourthly, digital communication and online presence are treated as manners issues. The book stands out because it treats technology use as part of manners rather than as a separate topic. That is a significant insight for modern teen life, since many conflicts and misunderstandings now happen through text messages, social media, and phone habits in shared spaces. The book's focus on online behavior reflects the reality that digital communication is not neutral. It carries social expectations about timing, tone, attention, and respect. Teens need to learn how to use devices without ignoring the people around them, and they also need guidance on how to represent themselves responsibly online. By including technology-related manners, the book addresses an area where many families and schools feel behind. Traditional etiquette books rarely prepare readers for FaceTime, group chats, or public phone use, but those behaviors affect relationships just as much as table manners once did. The book's practical value comes from making these invisible norms visible. giving teens language and examples for choices they otherwise may have to learn through trial and error. Lastly, a parent and classroom tool that encourages discussion instead of lecturing, the book is designed not only for teens, but also for the adults who guide them. Its layout and tone support conversation, which is one reason it has been used in homes and classrooms. The format invites parents and teachers to raise issues without sounding moralistic, and that is a meaningful strength, because teens often resist direct lecturing. By offering short, concrete manners with examples and discussion prompts, the book creates a middle ground between silence and confrontation. It also helps adults teach consistently when they may not know how to address everyday social mistakes in a productive way. In a classroom, the material can support peer relationships and shared expectations. At home, it can reduce friction around common issues like responsiveness, gratitude, or how to treat guests and siblings. The book works well in these settings because it is both structured and flexible. Adults can use it as a conversation starter, a weekly routine, or a shared reference point, making it more practical than a traditional etiquette handbook that is meant only to be read once. In conclusion, 52 Modern Manners for Today's Teens is best suited for parents, educators, counselors, and teens who want practical guidance for navigating modern social life. Its value lies in how it translates manners into current situations that matter now: texting, online presence, self-presentation, conversation, kindness, and awareness of others. Readers looking for a formal etiquette manual will find something different here. The book is less about ceremony and more about daily interaction, which makes it especially relevant for middle school, high school, and the transition to young adulthood. It stands out in its category because it is designed as an ongoing teaching tool rather than a one-time read. The weekly format, stand-up display style, and discussion-oriented approach make it easy to use in homes and classrooms without feeling heavy-handed. For adults, it offers a structured way to teach social expectations with less friction. For teens, it provides clear, non-judgmental guidance that can improve confidence and reduce confusion. In a crowded field of parenting and etiquette books, its modern focus and practical delivery are what make it distinctive. If you would like to support Brooke Romney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.